Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Continuing to celebrate our 22nd anniversary with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, original member. She was a member of the Brain Trust before I created it, folks. She didn't even know it. She's been with me now for, golly, we're coming up on her first visit anniversary next month. We'll get you back, Karen. We got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So we are going on our 25th year. We are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to promoting entrepreneurship, protecting small business. We have 100,000 members throughout the country, and we work on policies and initiatives that encourage strong startup activity and small business growth. So I encourage people, SBEcouncil.org, follow us on Twitter at SBEcouncil, Facebook SBEcouncil, LinkedIn SBEcouncil. You'll find us no matter platform you're on, and we'd like to get you engaged. So sign up as a member, sign up as an advocate. We'd love to have you involved with the group. We need your voice, and we need your support.
You'll get smarter when you do, folks. There's just so much information there about not only about the issues, but how you're the member of your delegation. That's one of my favorite parts of the website. I can go and see how members of my delegation voted and others that I might be following, how they voted on small business issues. So I encourage you to go there, folks, and check it out. Follow them. Support them. With your money, they can use your financial help. SBEcouncil.org. Karen, thanks again for being here and for all the great years you've supported us. One of the things that's going on right now is the government is focusing their regulatory eye on big tech, and you and I are both concerned that small business owners could become collateral damage because there's no question that the government doesn't know how to properly regulate big tech to the degree that they even need to be, whatever they do, as well intentioned as they may be, it will be a mistake, and we might become collateral damage in that. What do you think?
Well, Jim, absolutely. You know, there was a time when politicians on both sides of the aisle, at all levels of government, were saying, "Gee, how can we support technology, technological innovation, and the technology sector?" Now it seems like politicians on both sides of the aisle, can't get enough in terms of how they want to regulate, go after, stop innovation of big technology companies. And, you know, whenever we hear big anything, big tech, big oil, big energy, big pharma, you know, small businesses dominate every single one of those sectors. So particularly in this platform-based economy, Jim, where small businesses are benefiting from digital platforms, digital advertising, online advertising, reaching new customers, starting their businesses on these platforms, if you start regulating big tech, breaking up all these companies, it's really going to be harmful, you know, for small businesses. And
one of the first things it's going to do is it'll have the effect of raising the barrier to entry, won't it?
Well, exactly, in competition. So not only on existing businesses and new businesses who use platforms, but also the small startups who want to compete with the big guys.
Yep.
And that's, as you know, sort
the
of
next,
what happens
the next
in our
Google,
economy.
The next Amazon.
Exactly. So, you know, even on online advertising, Jim, you know, we put out a report that found that business owners saved $162.8 billion annually. You know, 89% of them said, "Gee, when I do online advertising, I'm really confident it's going to have a return for my business." And they're using these platforms to find and recruit employees, again, to communicate with their customers. Technology companies are thinking about new ways that they can use their platform, whether it's financial services. You know, but now you have, members of Congress saying, "No, no, 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 no. You can't do that. You can't innovate. Right. They're stopping all these new innovations.
They know how to be a judge of something like that, which is laughable.
Yeah, right. And you have 47 attorney generals right now from around the nation who are probing Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, saying that
it's scary.
You know, that what they're doing is raised online advertising costs.
Karen, I gotta wrap it up. I want to thank you before
you
we
got,
go
you got
again.
It, Jim. But yeah, fccouncil.org. We have that report. We have a lot more. Happy anniversary, Jim.
Thank you.
Another 22 years. I can't wait to be with you another 22.
Let's do 22 more. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of my heroes, and a champion of small business like nobody's ever seen before. She's the best. SBECouncil.org. Check that website out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.